T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are on the line with Donnie Tomasulo, who works at Entercom Buffalo. But Donnie, you also used to be a concert promoter in the area as well. The Rolling Stone tickets went on sale last Friday. There was also last week, for all intents and purposes. Not sold out yet. First of all, are you surprised that it's not sold out?
No, I'm not surprised. Look, the Stones will end up selling out or being very close to a sellout. The tickets are expensive, and there's a lot of dates besides Buffalo. You got Cleveland and Pittsburgh, so there's a lot of options.
When you see that the tickets aren't sold out yet, you had mentioned the price option. Do you think the sticker shock of the tickets kind of turned some people away from wanting to get it the first day?
Look, I get lots of calls. Everybody goes, the Stones are going on sale. Get me tickets. I go, get me a credit card. And then when I tell them the price, they're like, ooh, you know, there's a lot going on. It's expensive. So I do believe that it's the price more than anything that just makes people think about it and let them see what their schedule is going to be like and can they do it, you know?
How do you think the price is going to impact how it plays out on the secondary market? Do you think that people who buy the tickets with the intent of trying to resell them might be in for maybe a little bit of a surprise?
I think they're going to be in for a big surprise, especially with so many dates in the Northeast. It's not like this is only Buffalo and then they're playing Chicago or something. You know, there's 3 or 4 dates in between. So, yeah, I think it's going to hurt the secondary market. Plus, don't forget, it's great to see, but there's a host of shows. And a ton of things went on sale last week. You know, Billy Joel took a bunch of money out of the market earlier. You've got the Stones coming in, and just a whole bunch of shows went on sale. So it's a very competitive concert market right now.
This is the Rolling Stones, though. You think this is the last time they'll ever come through here in Buffalo?
Well, I've said that for the last 7 times I saw them. So every time I see them, I go, this is the last one. And the show, when they were here a few years ago, was the best Stones show ever. And I thought that was it. So I kind of like, you know, I'm not shocked it's not sold out. I'll still end up going to see them. But it wasn't that same like, oh, this is going to be the last one. This will be the last one, I would think.
Do you think it says something about, I guess, the stadium? You know, you get these big shows that come here like Billy Joel. You got last year, Jay-Z, Beyonce, they came through here. Obviously, the Stones are coming as well. I can't think of the last time that the show or the stadium itself sold out entirely. Is Buffalo one of those strange markets where it's so tough to try to get big-time acts to sell out?
You know, that's a tough question. It's great to see shows back at the stadium. But again, ticket prices have gone crazy, you know, and you know how our market is. We are a wonderful concert market. People love to go to shows. But when you're talking shows at, you know, $200 plus for a ticket, it makes people nervous, you know. And so I just really think it's an economic thing. But this is a great concert market. It's great to see that many concerts back at the stadium. I think if they can dial back on the price a little bit, I think you'd see things sell out a lot faster.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.